Hello guys, good morning. Welcome back to another podcast episode. Actually, maybe it's not morning for you, but it is for me. It's a rainy morning, and I woke up with running thoughts of this podcast because I had a dream and it was so clarifying, and I just needed to get all this information out before I forget it, as one does with their dreams. So, I guess we can start straight into the human purpose, which I've found might be achievement. Small achievements, big achievements, self-achievements, being proud of yourself. That's why professions, jobs, and all that, like people are driven to make themselves proud, to make other people proud. And overall, if you like, for example, you're gonna feel so confident in yourself that day if you've achieved, it could be the smallest thing. If you compliment someone on the street and there's a genuine smile there, you're gonna feel happy, right? Hopefully, I would hope. If you get a good grade on something, obviously happy because it's a small achievement. If you did something that you've been putting off doing or did something new out of your comfort zone, you're gonna be proud of yourself. These are kind of the motivational things that keep humans running and keep them going. So I always try to involve some sort of achieve or like set yourself up for success that day, like an achievement. Write it down. Say, this day I'm going to go and file out this paperwork that I've been putting off to do. And not only are you going to feel relieved and like you're not procrastinating anything, but you're going to feel proud of yourself. And this is the type of energy that humans need. Well, what? Turns out, if you wake up early and record a podcast, you might be a little bit illiterate. Please be patient. But you need these things to kind of keep the wheels going with productivity. And I watched this video the other day where someone was saying the Newton law in physics applies to humans as well. A human in motion is a human that stays in motion. And in order to get into that motion, you have to be confident in your abilities to get up and do something, to just do it. Literally pull a Nike, just do it. Does not matter what, does not matter when or how or with who, do it. And this will lead to an achievement. This achievement is kind of like the gasoline to your car. I guess this is a not great analogy, but I hope this makes sense because if you are always in motion and you're confident in your motion, then you're always going to stay in motion. You're always going to be doing something, if that's what you want, of course. You're always going to be up to something, a new project coming, meeting new people, exploring, living life. You're always going to be doing something. So, a human in motion, a human that's achieving, is a human that's going to stay in motion and going to stay achieving. Does not matter. It could be recording this podcast episode. No one's watching me record it. And I may or may not market it. But as long as it's staying in motion, something's gonna get out of it, right? That's usually what happens. Anyways, previous experiment, yes. And discouragement can be something that comes along with this because I've seen many examples of people getting discouraged in my personal life, and I apply it to the fact that people fixate on the outcome, never the process. I wrote down some notes so I don't stray too far from our topic, but I wrote down discouragement happens when our efforts don't go as planned. They don't result in the outcome we expected. Now, to elaborate with this, the outcome is never guaranteed. The process is guaranteed because you create it. Again, following that, you are the creator. So why don't you create the life that you? It would be a disgrace if you create a life that you didn't want, right? You are the creator. Everything is up to you. Every single molecule is you. You literally are the frequency and the energy that you choose to put out and to absorb. So it's fully up to you. You just have to learn how to channel it in the way you want. And once you, okay, see, I'm straying. That's another topic. That's manifestation. So, discouragement. Do not get discouraged because that's why it's important to stay focused, trust the process. Stay motivated during the process and always have the goal for work, never the outcome. Because if your goal is for work, You will proceed to get outcomes. You will proceed. You will continue to receive outcomes, outcome after outcome after outcome. And don't worry on fixating on the outcome you want entirely, because that may not be the first outcome you get out of the first process of, efforts of building towards that outcome. The outcome is never guaranteed, not in the way you want it to, but in the way you need it. I'm going to skip the entire paragraph I just wrote because I think it aligns really well with the last sentence I wrote. Maybe, oh, no, just kidding. It is the entire paragraph. All right, let's tackle the paragraph then. That's why focusing on becoming a process person shifts focus into clarifying perspective. When you, really just lock in on the process, on every single aspect you want to tackle. Think of it like this, that dominoes game. I think everyone knows it as dominoes, where you would put these, it was almost like checkers, right? You put them standing upright. You knock one over. How are you going to get to the last one? That's the outcome. How are you going to get to that last outcome if you don't go through the process first? Now, the process may not be fun. The process may not be simple. You may lose a domino or two. You may have them falling everywhere, but that is literally part of the process. And those are obstacles. But the obstacles are a part of the progress. The obstacles are your path. You have to really channel on focusing, not avoiding the obstacles, but learning how to live through them. Because the obstacles genuinely are part of your path. And it's annoying. Yes, it's annoying, obviously. It's literally part of the outcome. It's you cannot get the outcome. You cannot even do the process to get the outcome if you don't go through obstacles. They are your path. Yeah, and then you'll get a very much clarified perspective. Very much is not a word. Sorry for that. You'll get a very clarifying perspective once you overcome obstacles because you kind of familiarize yourself with the way things are flowing. And then things can be flowing until you reach an outcome, and then everything comes to a halt because that's your time to feel the sense of purpose, feel achievement. I guess that goes hand in hand with the imposter syndrome, where you don't really let yourself feel the achievement for what you just worked on. And then that could be very discouraging. But just know that whatever small achievement that you completed that day had a process behind it. Maybe it was such a small achievement that you couldn't even see the process or couldn't even process it mentally. Just know it was there. And do not get yourself discouraged for any of it. Discouragement might just be the worst trait you could feel when trying to achieve something. Stay determined, stay driven, keep achieving, set yourself up for minor achievements. So, minor things that you can check off your to-do list. I do this often actually. So it could be the smallest thing, like drink 4 or 5 glasses of water in between your list of things to do. And as long as you check it off, you're subconsciously feeling like you're productive. Does that make sense? So in that case, you're gonna set yourself up for a path of achievement. Because you got it done. It's tiny. But then how do you know if it's truly that important or not? Like on a scale of what? There's no scale, it's just your own subjective opinion. Okay. Perspective, nothing that's meant for you should be overly forced. It shouldn't be that difficult. If something's not working out, then it's not meant for you, or it's not meant for you at this specific moment. Try the law of detachment, finding another process, but try not to fixate on the outcome or the expected version, like the execution of it. Never really expect anything because it's going to come in different ways. Life is humorous in that sense. But if something is forced, it probably isn't meant for you or meant for you at this specific moment. And you probably need to go through some sort of other event in order to understand this. Again, if something's meant for you, nobody can ever take that away from you. That's yours. And that's yours in the future. No one's ever going to take something that's meant for you. That just cannot happen. Maybe someone will go through something similar. And that actually, in the whole like spiritual manifestation world, everyone says that it's a sign from the universe saying that your desires and whatever you want that kind of aligns with that is coming soon. It doesn't mean that that person snatched your opportunity. That's not life. That's not how it works. It just means that you're still preparing for yours. In order to do it correctly, in order to do it the way you'd want it to go, you just can't see that yet because that's the future. Nobody can take something that's meant for you away. That's always meant for you. That's reserved. Life has seats for you at tables that you didn't even know existed. So try not to rush anything or assume that you're out of time. This was a huge one for me. I always thought I'd be at some point by now doing something with someone or in a different city, studying something different. I always felt like I was running out of time. I'm 20 years old. When I was 16, I thought I would have been in a completely different place. This table, this position in life right now, I had this seat reserved for me, and I didn't even know this was a table that could even be in my life. And I'm so grateful. Yesterday, I had this revelation. I'm so grateful for where I am. Yes, I would have loved to be in the position of what 16-year-old me would have imagined 20-year-old me doing, but I'm also so grateful for this position, and I'm learning a lot, and this is where I need to be at this current moment. Find gratitude and find peace in that. Eventually, you'll get to what you want to do, where you want to go, but never really in the way that you expect it. That's the humor of life. Yeah, so don't try to rush anything. You're never on the wrong time because, again, time is literally a social construct, but you're always going the right way, even if you feel like you're not. That's part of the path. Remember, obstacles are part of the path. And you cannot be robbed of your seat at this table because this is your future. No one's gonna take your name tag. You literally, that's not possible. And you haven't seen this table yet because maybe you don't have the glasses for it. Or maybe it's in a different language and you don't understand what's at this table and you're not going to fit in until you learn this language. All of these are little opportunities and little things that you collect with time in order to proceed going from table to table. These tables are, I'm associating these tables with like things that you want to achieve, like obstacles, not obstacles, but like events and things that you want to achieve in life. Don't really try to skip into the future. Try to live in the present. I know it's very difficult. I also tend to live in the future. And for a while, I used to live in the past, like a past mindset, until I realized that life will continue to go. Life will continue to live. And it's up to you if you want to continue to live with the life or if you want to try to focus in the past where nothing is kind of flowing, everything is stagnant. It's like a picture. So live in the present. Try not to live in the future too much, but I do think that an ounce of that is important. Definitely. Definitely have goals, obviously, because that's how you stay driven and set those up for achievements. Now, to live in the present is to be grateful, to have gratitude for where you are right now, accept where you are right now, no matter what it is, and be grateful because this is whether you are clarified in the perspective that this is a learning lesson at the moment or not, because you're still going through it. It's still very important and crucial into whatever challenge you're going to face or whatever achievement you're going to achieve. This is crucial to your development as a human, as a person in life. And whatever frequency you vibrate now is where you focus yourself in the future. So whatever level of peace and happiness and gratitude you're at right now is kind of what you're going to be attracting tomorrow because that's life. That's life. We are frequency. We are energy. So if we're always in a state of gratitude, of realizing what we have and being so thankful and so grateful for everything around us, life responds to that. Life responds to the, oh, she's so thankful. Let's keep giving her thanks because she's accepting it, right? And if you're always super stagnant. Like, oh my God, I wish I were here. I wish I were there. I wish I were with this person. I wish I were doing this. I wish I had this internship. Life is going to respond to the lack of. Does that make sense? It took me so long to finally get myself into the headspace because someone explained it to me and then my mom clarified it for me and it made so much sense. But I couldn't apply it to my life for a solid 2 months because it was so complicated, or so I thought. Maybe that was just my mental block. To shift that perspective into the complaining mindset, the lack of mindset, the scarcity mindset, as people call it, into the gratitude, into the abundance. I guess that's kind of like gratitude and abundance and scarcity, that entire cycle debunked for you. Because if really, if you're living in a scarcity mindset, it's no joke that you're going to live in the version of it, but physically. Like you're physically living in the state of your mind. Your life is a reflection of your mind. Kind of like when people say your room is a reflection of your mind. How long was this? 15, 16 minutes? Okay, I should probably cut it down. But to quickly go back to the whole skipping, like try not to skip into the future because, yeah, everyone's like, yo, you'll miss what's going on in the present moment, but you're also going to miss out on the future moment as you're living in the future. Because the future you isn't there yet. It's not fully developed. You cannot experience it to its full potential without living in the present moment first. If I tried to live in this moment that I am right now, 2 years ago, I would not be living it the way I'm living it now. Obviously, but like, you need experience to develop the mindset to prepare for the future. I guess it kind of goes in hand with that one movie that was engraved in my brain. I watched 15 minutes of it when I was younger, and it was so much for me to grasp. Those 15 minutes, they left me shocked. I don't know what it is. I think it's called Skip or Remote. It has Adam Sandler. I'm gonna look it up right now. Adam, Click. It's called Click, guys. I might have a new movie to watch because I watched 15 minutes of this when I was younger, and I think it was detrimental to my brain development. Because it scared me. It scared me. It was low-key sad. And I watched 15 minutes of it, and those 15 minutes were engraved in my brain forever. And the whole, I cannot tell you the whole of this movie since I only watched 15 minutes, but I can tell you what my 10-year-old brain debunked from it. Adam Sandler was clicking ahead in his life because he found the remote to click into his future, into his desired future, aka into anyone's future, because trust me, if you live with the achievements and abundance mindset, you will get to your desired future, but keep desiring. Life is literally that recycling symbol, right? Nonstop, it's a circle of life. Anyways, here it says he happily skips the boring times until he realizes the remote is in control of his life and he learns to cherish all the precious moments with his family. And he meets an eccentric inventor who gives him a universal remote. Okay, yeah, kind of. I guess that's what it is. But the part that I observed didn't end happy because I didn't finish the movie. Oh, wait. Okay, that's another episode. Yeah, with this remote, in my perspective, he was skipping ahead all the boring times, aka all the present times. I guess he was going through the obstacle in his road to achievement. And he found a remote that will go directly to his achievements. But because he didn't live through the obstacles, he didn't live through the process, he just went straight to the happy time, or so he thought. He wasn't fully able to cherish and live in that moment because he skipped out on everything else that was crucial to live into the achievement mindset, to fully click into that version of himself. But he didn't live through that process, meaning that he wasn't in the right mold for the mold of his future self. He didn't fit into that mold because he didn't go into the learning processes. He just skipped. He missed out precious time with his family, and he missed out precious time growing, learning about himself and precious moments like Christmas and stuff like that. That's the part that I saw in the movie where he skipped into the future, but his family had grown into a version of their future selves. And he was still his past self in his future self body. And nothing was going for him. Nothing was flowing. And that's because he skipped out on the process that he needed to live through in order to fully live in peace with his future self. So that really is what happens when you try to skip into the future moments, when you don't slow down and appreciate life as it is now. Even if it's not completely appreciable, it's still a learning process, and that itself is a moment of appreciation. Because you're still the one going through it, and you're still the one learning, growing, and evolving into the better version of yourself. The one that deserves a seat, and the one that fully understands the table at, you deserve that seat in your future table. But it takes a while. It takes a while to fully understand the process of this table, or the language, or the meaning of it, or why you're there, who you're with. Maybe you'll be at this table, but you don't know anyone around you when future self is best friends with everyone around you. This is just random analogies to fully just trust the process, because it all works out the way it's supposed to. Just fully trust. You really, really cannot control the outcome of it. Okay, I really hope this makes sense, but thank you guys for listening, and see you next time.